and the mic is actually on this time. You're listening to Pop and Circumstance on everyone's favorite destination for Thursday morning radio, especially Tony Monaco, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, president of Tufts University, who we had a nice chat with before the show. He is not in studio.
He is, however, going to his meetings.
Yeah, he's not in studio. I wish we could get him in studio once. That'd be fun.
Perhaps. He might want to win our tickets today if he's listening in.
That's true. We have a very exciting ticket giveaway today.
Woo!
In which I will be giving away tickets for Monday night's show at the Brighton Music Hall. That's Jessica Hoop, a really good indie acoustic artist.
There is only one requirement to win these tickets.
Yeah, you're just going to need to call in around 7:30 for all you laymen out there. We're going to be playing a song by Jessica Hoop, and I'll announce it before, but you'll just need to call in. The number in advance is 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. So I'll announce it again at that time and say the number again, and you can just call in and we'll see what we can do for you. In the meantime, we'll start off with some Jessica Hoop. As Pomp and Circumstance changes. Exciting. Yeah, let's start out with some Jessica Hoop. This is her song, Pegassi. Enjoy.
What's that perfume that you wear? It brings me back somewhere to the anticipation before I kissed someone. It's got a sadness in it, knowing how it ended. A promise of something so sweet but never could be, and it smells so good, that sandalwood, the lavender, lemon, ginger, and I guess that's the lover, but she's gone forever, and however hard that might feel, at least it was. A shampoo bottle on my shelf from when we stayed at a hotel, and one whiff of that and I'm back there with her. Coming out of the shower, she's still in bed fixing her hair, so let's go somewhere. I can smell her sun lotion from the wind of the jasmine and the salt from the ocean, and it smells so good. That sandalwood, the vetiver, pink pepper, and I guess I still love her, but she's gone forever, and however hard that might feel, at least it was real.
Jens Lachmann off of his new album, which is called Secretly... No, it's the album's Secretly Canadian. His new album is called Life Will See You Now. That song was What's the Perfume That You Wear? He's a really good musician, and he's from Sweden, which makes him doubly cool.
It's one of my favorite islands.
Sweden?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't really see that. Like, it looks like it's connected on the map,
it
but
does.
There's actually just an ocean.
There is an ocean there.
I've been just right in the middle.
It's a whole ocean. It's very strange how they fit an entire ocean.
It's one of those scaling things. You know how the maps as we see them, like on globes, are just wrong because
it's bigger on the inside. It's bigger on the inside. It's just like a police box. It's bigger on the inside.
Yeah, and before that was Pegassi from Jessica Hoop's new album Memories Are Now. We'll hear more from her in a little bit for our giveaway.
Da, 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 da.
Ooh. So how's your morning going, Danny?
Pretty good.
Okay, question.
Answer.
If you had an unlimited amount of money to perform some sort of survey that would accurately gauge the U.S. population, what would your survey be about?
How many people want to get some very, very free Jessica Hoop tickets from this radio station? That's what I want to know.
That'd be a... You could just buy them all tickets.
You could just buy them all tickets. Oh, if I had all the money, I could do that. I would survey them on their favorite ice cream flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I would do a somewhat long survey about people's like online habits. Or, like, social rules online.
Well, everyone would lie about those. They'd present themselves in the greatest
way. No, like, rules about, like, do you want read receipts? Or, like, how do you wait to text people back if you see
their
text?
Oh, do you want read receipts?
No. And stuff like that.
Everybody wants read receipts, but nobody wants to put
Or is it good form to send a snap that's also your story?
Or is it good form to send a text that's also your snap? We've actually
Does that happen a lot?
We have decided that. That was decided by
I thought you meant a literal text. Like someone took
You
downloaded your snap.
Okay, that would just be excessive.
We're talking about Snapchat, yes, for any of you Snapchat. Who may not know. It's about date. Actually, I think it has its initial public offering today.
Really?
Yeah, Snapchat.
So today? Everybody invest. You heard it from here. I am Jim Cramer's son.
Both of the...
And I'm telling you to invest all of your money in the IPO.
I'm afraid we don't have a sound effect for that.
Bye, bye, bye.
I remember there was one time I was in a hotel room on a school trip, and we put on Mad Money is the show's name, right?
Yeah, it's a great show.
We put on Mad Money, it was so funny, and I was so confused. And then I didn't invest in anything, so I am now homeless.
It's probably for the best. Yeah, some people just don't deserve homes, and you're one of them.
Yeah, it's like, it's something that I had to come to terms with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so should we play some more music?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to get... Oh, wait, actually, keep talking. I just have to put in the...
Mad Money's always been my favorite show. I've actually written 3 books about it. You can buy none of them because they're out of publishing. It's great. Also, don't forget to win those tickets. We were having some technical difficulties.
No, it's because I want to play vinyl, you know? And then, like... Someone doesn't like vinyl, so they've put the thing on the board here.
We're going back to 1823 today with our plastic discs.
Great. All right, so we're going to actually play some Creedence Clearwater Revival. Here's a song on vinyl off of the album Green River. Enjoy.
Why do they? working on a night train, drinking coffee, taking cocaine. I'm out here on my night train, trying to get her safely home. Well, in a little country station, somewhere out in the Midwest, I see the people out there waiting, heart beating in my chest. And I'm thinking about a woman who I put no one above. I'm not looking to replace her, just need someone to love. While I'm out here on my night train, drinking coffee, taking cocaine. I'm out here on my night train, trying to get it safely home. And I'm living in the city, where the noise it never stops. Hammers pounding on the pavement, whistles from traffic cops. Nobody looks you in the eye, yeah. Walking around with clenched fists, I've been searching for a simple place, don't know if it exists. The sunrise out there calling my name. I can see her moving, I can see her become one with the wind. Where there isn't a beginning and there is no end. Oh, and everything is flowing, everything is on time. And I know that we're all going to the end of the line. While I'm out here on my night train, coffee, taking cocaine. I'm out here on my night train, trying to get it safely home. Well, I'm out here on my night train, drinking coffee, taking cocaine. I'm out here on my night train, trying to get it safely home. Trying to get it safely home. Trying to get us safely home.
Well, I ride on a mail train, babe. Can't buy a thrill. All night, leaning on the
filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, but I could not get across. Well, I wanna be your lover, baby. I don't wanna be your boss. Don't say I never warned you when your train gets lost.
That was Bob Dylan off of the album Highway 61 Revisited. You may have heard some crackling there. That's because we played that one on vinyl too. Because I'm learning how to use new technology here that's actually just kind of old technology. Isn't that right, Danny?
It is.
And before that, we had Amos Lee with Night Train off of his Supply and Demand album from 2006. And Creedence Clearwater Revival again with The Nighttime Is the Right Time. So if you want to see what I did there, Danny... I went nighttime to night train to cry. It's like, that's top level. He's applauding me.
Boots.
All six audience members are giving me a standing ovation in studio.
Boots, because Timberlands are boots.
Timberlakes.
Justin Timberlake sounds like Timberland. Justin Trudeau has the same first name as Justin. And Trudeau sounds like Trudeau. So what I'm really saying when I say boots... is true, though.
Is that some Cockney rhyming slang for American white boys?
Actually, Max Lalanne made it up, which might still mean that it's white boys.
You want to find a PSA in there?
Sure.
Go to it. So once again, in about 6 minutes, we're going to have our first ever Poppin' Circumstance on the air ticket contest. So get ready to call in to the number 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. So when I say it's time to call on in, and that'll come around 7:30. But first, Danny, you have a PSA.
I do, and since it's summertime right now, I thought we'd have a good grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook so many kinds of tasty foods, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, including, Charlie, the famous Boston Avenue fire last year, I'm not sure if that's true, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Da, da, da. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. This has been a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Who knew that so many fires could be caused by the, like, diamond stuff you put on your teeth?
This is true. Not sure.
It's a real issue that means. For rappers. No, you know grill. Like the... The top of the teeth when you put, like, gold and diamonds over them? Because you're rich and have money to burn to not look good?
Yes, Charlie, yes.
Should I just play more music bad jokes?
That was not a bad joke. That was an atrocity. That was a war crime.
Oh, boy.
That was a war
crime. While Danny and I talk about the Geneva Convention, here's the Punch Brothers off of their Who's Feeling Young Now album.
Oh, jeez.
Father, 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 well, it's been a long, long time. How are you doing? your son how his children, I bet they're just like me. You must be tired, tired, tired of hearing prayers like mine. No need to answer. Nobody likes to know when they play. There's this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl. And I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be together. Father, 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 will you see me try and try to my soul to heal the one thing she thinks she'll never say. But now it's Sunday, 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 and a pretty voice is rising up to ask you, like I'm almost dead, like I'm about to, if you can show her the way. Cause it's this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl. And I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be together.
I would never bother you from people, but I think you might be pleasantly surprised to see what this girl will bring out of me. There's this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, and I'll be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be two.
That was the Punch Brothers with This Girl, off of their 2011 album, Who's Feeling You Now. That's their second to last album. Their last one is the wonderful Phosphorescent Blues. And that's a nice segue into our contest for Jessica Hoop tickets. So that concert is this Monday at, I believe, 7 p.m., March 6th, for those of you who prefer the actual date of your calendar.
For the layman out there.
That would be the anti-layman approach, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
But so you can get a pair of tickets free, and all you have to do is call into the station in this next song and be willing to talk to me, which I know is a high like thing to do. It's a lot of effort, but
honestly, I get
but it's worth
at 6:30 to come to this show. I should get these
free
tickets.
Free concert tickets. Just think about that. So while I'm playing this next song, which is Animal Kingdom Chaotic by Jessica Hoop, just call into the station. The number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Don't leave me hanging now.
Control. Together in the park, as the evening sky grew dark, she looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight, watched out for a simple twist of fate. Walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. himself, he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt an emptiness inside to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with the parrot that talks. Hunted down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. Now people tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
That was Sarah Jarosz from her House of Mercy, from her Build Me Up from the Bones album from 2013 with the song Simple Twist of Faith. Sarah Jarosz, Simple Twist of Fate, excuse me. Sarah Jarosz actually just won 2 Grammys for Best American Roots Musician, Best Song and Album. So congratulations to her, and that just kind of cements the fact that she's a very, very good musician. Unlike me, right, Danny?
Very true.
Yeah, I play music.
Charlie does
on the radio rather than play music with an instrument.
He makes bad jokes.
I'm one of those people.
Like
I'm one of those people who's like adequate at music, you know.
That's all right. You've got a great singing voice.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, that's very
inaccurate. However,
yes.
Kind.
All right. Should we just get to more music?
Let's do more music.
Let's try off of their album 69 Love Songs. This is The Magnetic Fields.
Give the people what they want.
Well, my Spotify is not really playing music right now, so let's try that again. Okay. Do. There we go.
I built a ship with my own hands to take us to the moon. I took a pen in my own hand and wrote you 100 tunes. Now I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. Just dying to save me. I stood beneath your window with my ukulele. I made my yard a playground just in case we had a baby. Now I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. I treated you as if you were Ganesh, but now I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy.
Was Squeeze with Rose I Said off of their album Frank. And again, if anyone still wants concert tickets for Monday, 855-915-9636. Otherwise, I guess no one's gonna get them, and then everyone will be sad.
I'm already crying, tearing up.
Yeah, Denny's just been sitting in a fetal position in the corner, just crying the entire show, actually. It's a wonder that he gets to the mic. You want to get even sadder?
Sure.
This is the Smiths.
When in this complexity when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care.
and our football team.
Effingham could be a wonderful effing place. I can see it from the highway, and I'm wondering, are they effing in their yards, effing in their cars, effing in the trailers in the back roads and the parking lots of Effingham, making my way to Normal, Illinois. Maybe I should ditch this little white riddle on the interstate and start a new effing life. Change my name, grow a beard, start a family, or I could just keep on moving on, moving on, moving on, moving on, not stop till I get to Normal. I want to live in Effingham, I want to die there too, please bury me in Effingham, in Effingham, in Effingham. And the soundtrack to it sounds like this.
Off of his album Way to Normal from I think 2011, and that song was Effingham, which he wrote after he saw a sign for a place named Effingham. Didn't go into town, but he wrote a song about it, and apparently the mayor then called him and spoke to him, and he was like, hey, it's a good song. Cool. Yeah, cool story, right?
Cool story.
Yeah. And before that was Elton John off of the Honky Chateau album. We played that in vinyl as well from 1972. That song was I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself, which is delightful. Before that, the Smiths with This Charming Man off of the self-titled record. And that's about it for us. We're just gonna go out with another song. We'll see you next week, I suppose. 91.5 WMFO, same place. Same time.
But without the tickets.
Without the tickets. Although, if you want tickets, you can still call in 855-915-9636, 855-915-9636 for two free tickets to Jessica Hoop this Monday. But if not, like, fine, have it your way. Don't see some great music for free in Boston.
With tickets.
Yeah.
For free.
This is All the Rowboats by Regina Spektor.
Captains worried face.
faces, stay contorted and staring at the waves. They'll keep hanging in their gold frames for forever, forever and a day. All the rowboats and oil paintings, they keep trying to row away, row away. Hear them whispering, French and German, Dutch, Italian and Latin. When no one's looking, I touch a sculpture marble. Serving maximum sentences, it's their own fault for being timeless. There's a price to pay and a consequence. All the galleries.